I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to those skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy, 'cause I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me. Against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Pow! Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, 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 woo, woo, woo. I do not want to die. I sometimes wish I'd never been born at all. I see a little silhouette of a man's caramooch. What a mooch, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Galileo. I'm sorry, what's the next line?
Galileo.
Oh, right, right, sorry. Galileo Figaro, Magnifico, oh, 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 no, 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 no. Mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma blah, blah, blah. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me. Nothing really matters, anyone can see. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters, nothing really matters. Nothing really matters to moi. Anyway the wind blows.
The incomparable Richard Cheese here on Sucking in the 70s.
Never knocked. Every job I offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. I hate the army and I hate the RAF. I don't wanna go fighting in the tropical heat. I hate to live outside this room. I won't open that phone for you. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked.
Take away my prescription. If I
Every job they offer is to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the world had never known.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me? Who's got you?
Together from remote galaxies are 13 of the most sinister villains of all time, the Legion of Doom, dedicated to a single objective, the conquest of the universe. Only one group dares to challenge this intergalactic threat. The Super Friends. The Justice League of America versus the Legion of Doom. This is the Challenge of the Super Friends.
Shreds by Blondie here on Time Travel. Before that,
David Byrne with the Talking Heads.
What the hell's going on there?
Shut the F up.
Change, change, change it up. We'll always be like one.
Always Be Together from Greece, John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, and a whole bunch of other people that went nowhere. We had some Superman in there, and plus we had me, like, from 20 minutes earlier, like, talking over me. I'm like, what is going on there? It's crazy. That's what time travel is all about. It's just crazy. 2020 has been crazy. We got about a month and a half to go. I think it's going to go out with a bang. It ain't going to go out with a whim. It's going to go out with a bang. Some other crazy stuff's going to happen. Be careful. Except for the people I don't like. They don't have to be careful. They can just go, you know? Don't wear masks. Go to your Thanksgivings and kiss all your family. Take out yourself and your entire family. Darwinism.
High noon in Gotham City. A deserted warehouse on the outskirts of town. And a ticking bomb spells trouble for Batman and Robin.
Holy, breaking and entering. It's Batgirl.
Quick, Batgirl, untie us before it's too late.
It's already too late. I've worked for you a long time, and I'm paid less than Robin.
Holy discontent.
Same job, same employer means equal pay for men and women.
No time for jokes, Batgirl.
It's no joke. It's the federal equal pay law.
Holy act of Congress.
Can we talk about this later?
Will Batgirl save the dynamic duo? Will she get equal pay? Tune in tomorrow or contact the Wage and Hour Division listed in your phone book under the U.S. Department of Labor.
We'll be right back.
Moody Blues, singing a rock and roll band. Before that was Ozzy. He used to bite heads off of bats and chickens. And what if he bit a turkey's head off? You know, just for Thanksgiving, you know, maybe a show like the night before, like Thanksgiving Eve. And he's like, I'm going to bring out a turkey and bite his head off. And then I'm going to stuff it. I'm going to stuff it and then I'm going to eat it. I'm going to drink all the blood. Blah. It's my Aussie. That's if you care.
Gee, real polyester.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
Excuse me, sir, is this the Delta House?
Sure. Come on in.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way. where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while. Twisting the night away. Here's a fella in blue jeans dancing with the older queen, who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. One more time.
I know what you're thinking, punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
And now we present the first episode of a new radio drama series, The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots. Part 1, The Beginning.
You are Mary, Queen of Scots?
I am.
Take this, Mary Queen of Scots.
Episode 2 of The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots can be heard on Radio 4 almost immediately.
She's dead.
No, I'm not.
That was episode 2 of The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots, adapted for the radio by Bernard Hollowood and Brian London. And now, Radio 4 will explode.
Oh dear, the radio's exploded.
Oh, well, what's on the television then?
Looks like a penguin.
Now, I didn't mean what was on the TV set. I meant what programme?
Oh, well, I'll switch it on.
Tall and tender and young and lovely, and a girl called Mary
Queen. It's odd that penguin being there, isn't it? What's it doing there?
Standing.
I can see that.
If it laid an egg, it will fall down the back of the television set.
We'll have to watch that, unless it's a male.
I hadn't thought of that.
It looks fairly butch.
Perhaps it's from next door.
Next door? Penguins don't come from next door. They come from the Antarctic.
Burma?
Why did you say Burma?
I panicked.
Perhaps it's from the zoo.
Which zoo?
How should I know which zoo? I'm not Dr. Bloody Bronowski.
How would Dr. Bronowski know which zoo it was from?
He knows everything.
Oh, I wouldn't like that. That would take all the mystery out of life. Anyway, if it was from the zoo, it'd have property of the zoo stamped on it.
No, it wouldn't. They don't stamp animals property of the zoo. You can't stamp a huge lion.
They stamp them when they're small.
What happens when they molt?
Lions don't molt?
No, but penguins do. There! I run rings round you logically.
Oh! Intercourse the penguin!
Hello. Well, it's just after 8 o'clock and time for the penguin on top of your television set to explode.
How did he know that was going to happen?
It was an inspired guess. And now...
We had the Bee Gees in there from Saturday Night Fever. We also had some Monty Python in there. We also had Animal House and Dirty Harry. Some good 70s movies there. I love Dirty Harry. I love Animal House. I love Grease. 70s movies had some great stuff. And to let you in on a little secret, Superman, my favorite movie of all time. Saw that in the theater. Fell in love with movies. And it's great. It's great. Absolutely fan-dubba-dozy-tastic. Sucking in the 70s here for a few more minutes. And then you can go about your business.
Who can turn a can into a cane? Who can turn a pan into a pane? It's not too hard to see, it's silent E. Who can turn a cub into a cube? Who can turn a tub into a tube? It's elementary for silent E. He took a pin and turned it into a pine. He took a twin and turned him into twine. Who can turn a cap into a cape? Who can turn a tap into a tape? A little glob becomes a globe instantly if you just add silent E. He turned a dam, alakazam, into a dame. But my friend Sam stayed just the same. Who can turn a man into a mane? Who can turn a van into a vein? A little hug becomes huge instantly. Don't add W, don't add X, and don't add Y or Z. Just add silent E.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, too young to choose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk past the cafe, but you don't eat when you've lived too long. Oh no, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. Shift breaks are snarling as you stumble across the road. But the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sun blast your shadow. Don't let the milk float rob your mind. They're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. You're watching yourself, but you're too unfair. You got your head all tangled up, but a bar can only make you care. Oh no, love, you're not alone. No matter what or who you've been, no matter when or where you've seen, all the lies seem to lacerate your brain. I've had my share, I'll help you with the pain.
right. See you next week, time travelers. Thanks for listening. Thanksgiving show next week. Still 6 more weeks left to 2020. I'll be here with you until the end. At least I think I will be. Who the hell knows?
I'll feel you close to me.
You've been listening to Sucking in the 70s, Time Travel with Chris Searle, here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. WMFO, Medford.